Hello, and welcome once again to another episode of Knowledge Base Live, a podcast created to further reach and educate our members on industry topics and changes. This episode is going to be focusing on Kara's upcoming migration from Showing Time Service to CentraKey. This migration is approaching fast, so today I have with me Aaron Anderson, CentraKey liaison for our members. When this episode is over, you should hopefully know where and how to start your registration before it's too late. So thank you for coming here, Aaron, and thank you for answering any questions that members potentially might have. So the biggest question, of course, that everybody probably has on their minds is, when is this change happening?
We are going to be migrated over by November the 22nd. It goes live. Just so members know, you will still have access to your showing time data until the 30th of November. After the 30th, you will not have any access. So November 22nd is the date you got to watch for. That's when it's going to go live. That's when you're going to be notified directly from CentraKey with an email that will get you registered. We'll get into that later. Also watch your emails now for something direct coming from CentraKey on November 1st. Again, more of an introduction, showing you about the training, showing you where you can go to get all your FAQs. So just keep watching your emails, and then more information will come as we get it. So November 22nd, everybody mark it in your calendars.
So that kind of highlights about when the service is going to be implemented. So I figured I should ask a couple more questions then. How is the service going to be implemented? Is there going to be a registration or...
Right, so what's going to happen is all members, this is a good thing, that make sure your email addresses are updated and they're current, so all members will get an email direct from CentraKey, and I believe it's going to be their brand of CentraLock. You're going to get an email with a link on it, and that link is going to take you through a registration process. Once you've completed that, then you're free to go and download the app, which we'll get into later. You can use this showing service on either a desktop computer or a mobile device. So once you get that email, which you will not get until the 22nd, so let's just make that clear, November 22nd. Once you get that email, you go ahead and you can get your registration process done, and then you can use your phone or you can use the, like for office administrators and unlicensed assistants that want to work on behalf of their agents, they do so on their desktop as well.
And so what about, let's say I'm an agent who has some showing scheduled, and I want to show somebody a place between November 22nd and November 30th. Would I be able to migrate all of my data from Showing Time to CentraKey?
That is going to happen, yeah. We just got word, actually, that Showing Time has provided the data. And so with Pillar 9 and CentraLock, they are in the process of doing that right now. However, the best practice is also to back up your own data, just so that you have it, because between the 22nd of November and the end of November, even though you'll still have access to your showing time, you really won't be able to book any showings through there. And if you have something after that date, you'll have to reschedule it through CentraKey.
Awesome. Well, thank you for highlighting a little bit more about how that service is going to work. Now, let's move on a little bit more to registration and training. You mentioned an app earlier, so is there an app for the service?
Yes, it's for Android and for your Apple devices. You go to your Google Play Store for Android, you go to the App Store for Apple devices, and it is called the CentraKey Showing Service. Again, there's an email that went out just last week. It actually just went out on Tuesday the 19th. So make sure you did check back with that. It's got all kinds of information on there, what you're going to need as far as what your requirements are for an Apple phone or an Android phone, what the minimum requirements are for your desktop. So you won't be able to do anything with these apps until you've done the registration, which comes on the 22nd of November. So you go in, you just download the app, and now remember that because we use Supra, you're going to be using two apps. You're going to be using your Supra app to access lockboxes, and you're going to be using the CentraKey app to book your showings.
Now that you mention it, that's a good question. So other than integration, this doesn't impact Supra lockboxes at all?
No, not at all. You're just going to carry on just like you've always done. It's just now you're going to have a secondary app with booking the showings.
Awesome. Then one last question before we move on to potential training in the future. What about my data within showing time? Does that disappear after we migrate? What if I want to look at all of my previous listings?
Thankfully, Showing Time has committed to, and I believe they're in the process, but they've committed to providing all our historical data for our members that were using Showing Time, and they're going to provide that over to Pillar 9 and CentraLock, who will then upload it the day after the migration. So just know that it might take a day or two, you know, to get it all switched over to CentraKey.
Perfect. So don't worry about losing any of that data, guys. You'll still be able to use those CMAs properly without any delay. Well, maybe a couple of days.
Delay. Perhaps. It might be bada bing, bada boom.
Who knows with technology? So moving on to, I guess, training then within the platform, how would I go about navigating the inner workings of the platform if I were a little bit more proactive and I wanted to get to know the system before we do the migration?
That is an excellent idea for anyone. Right now, training seminars, they're Zoom. They're about an hour long. They're offered on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There's two a day, one at 9 o'clock, one at 1 o'clock. So there's multiple ways you can go in and you can register for those. It's on information and infograms. It'll really walk you through how the system works, walk you through some of the features and just sort of get you going. So you can find those links on the Kara knowledge base. You can find them in the email that was sent out on the 19th of October. And you can find them when you go to Pillar 9, they also have the Sentry Lock button that also has the links for training there as well. And then again, on November 1st, you're going to be getting an email directly from Sentry Lock, which also has those training registration buttons on there. So you'll have lots of time to get it and you can take them as many times as you want. There's no charge to the members at all. And then they provide all kinds of other video tutorials and on-demand e-learning as well that you can go through. So you can really get yourself a good taste of what it's gonna look like. Kind of like when you go through the training with Pillar 9 when you first sign on.
Awesome. So that sounds like quite a few different areas where members can go to sign up for that registration. And I wanted to add as well, I saw in that email too that you can take those training programs as often as you want pre and post migration. So even if you do miss the sign up date, you can take those training webinars afterwards just to even refresh your memory if you need to.
There's no deadline for that. It's not going to stop. And then once you are signed on, once you do have access to their website, there's always going to be a plethora of information there as well. So even as you keep going, if you have any questions, they've got a new direct phone number and an email address. So just sort of like how you have the Pillar 9 help desk, they'll have the same thing. So that is on the Pillar 9 information section on CentralKey, if your members want to take a look at that. Anytime there's a new update, any more information, we're going to send out an email, but we're also going to get it posted on Pillar 9. And we will post it on the Kara Knowledge Base, so you'll always be in the know. And speaking, of updates, if there's any updates to the app itself or the platform itself, especially for the app, be done automatically on your phone, kind of like how your Supra works right now. So you not necessarily have to go and do anything if there's going to be an update into the actual platform.
That sounds great. Yep. That way members don't have to worry about doing too much. They can just let the app do all the work for them.
That's right. And I really recommend people take the time to just go and have a look-see-loo, because if you're working on a team, if you've got a team and you have an office administrator, it just can make everybody's life so much easier. You can add them to your team within so that you can have members work on behalf of you. If you go away on vacation, you can have that all set up, just kind of like how you do have it currently. But the interface is really good. So I definitely encourage everybody to take a walk around, if you like, and get to know how it looks. Because it does look a little bit different than showing time, and we always have to get a little bit adjusted to seeing things in different places than you're used to.
Absolutely. So let's say I followed all those steps that we discussed, but I still have questions. Is there anywhere I can go other than directly to them?
Yeah, you absolutely can go to the help desk for Pillar 9. That information is on your matrix page on Pillar 9. Or you can email myself, Erin Anderson, or you can email Catherine as well. And both of those email addresses, my email address is eanderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, at carassociation.ca. And Miss Catherine is C. Virtucio, V-I-R-T-U-C-I-O, at carassociation.ca. Or just give us a call. And if we don't know, we will find out.
Well, thank you for relaying all of that information with me today, Erin. Thank you for coming down so we can record this for everyone here. And thank you, everyone else, for listening in. Get excited for that wonderful new change and migration from showing time to CentralKey. And I look forward to seeing what that's going to provide for us and everyone else.
Yes, thank you so much. And everybody, just watch your emails. They're coming.
And with that, we wish you all a pleasant day, and everyone, as always, keep calm and Kara on.